this is Mike Dot with the Relax Back UK show on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. On the Relax Back UK show, we explore all kinds of health topics, so keep listening and enjoy the ride.
Hi, and thank you for joining me, Mike Dilk, on the Relax Back UK show. I hope your 2022 has got off to a good start, in spite of some of the issues that are affecting us all. I feel kind of positive, so, you know, I hope you do too. This week's guest is Marion Stewart. She specialises in educating and coaching women in how to control symptoms that come with the menopause, and to do this without using hormone replacement therapy, HRT. And this is important for lots of reasons.
According to Forbes in 2019, it's costing $810 billion globally each year due to lost productivity associated with menopause.
The menopause can cost us all a lot of money. And with ageing populations in many countries, it's going to affect more and more women and cost more and more and cause more and more discomfort and concern. Not only that, it seems that the medical world is not really quite ready for all this.
Right. And a Mayo Clinic survey in the same year said that doctors and gynecologists, so only 7% of them feel adequately educated to help women going through menopause.
So please do stay tuned for an important and interesting show. Thank you. Before our chat with Marion Stewart, we have this from UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser. B-Cure Laser.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Right, so my guest today is Marion Stewart, and she helps women with the menopause and has done for many years, written many books about it, and knows an awful lot more than me on the subject, which I've got to say isn't hard, being a mere man. Marion, let me start off with kind of might seem a bit of a weird question, but because, you know, many countries have aging populations. You know, the UK has an aging population, and it seems to crop up all over the place. Oh, everyone's got an aging population. How are we going to look after all these old people? So I was thinking that must mean that there's a lot of women who have the menopause, going through the menopause, thinking about the menopause. So is it, as a worldwide issue, is it just going to get worse or become more of an issue?
Well, they reckon that by 2025, there'll be 1 billion women experiencing menopause. Obviously, the women go through it, but their partners actually live through it too, because they live with them. So it is an issue that affects everybody. According to Forbes in 2019, it's costing $810 billion globally each year due to lost productivity associated with menopause. Right. And a Mayo Clinic survey in the same year said that doctors and gynecologists, so only 7% of them feel adequately educated to help women going through menopause. So you've got this situation where, let's say 100 years or so ago, we weren't living much past 50, so it didn't matter. but now the average age of menopause is 51, then it matters a great deal because we start what's called perimenopause in our 40s. Those 8 years leading up to menopause where you've got hormonal changes going on in your body, and maybe it feels like you've got PMS all the time, but most people don't even know what perimenopause is. And then suddenly menopause is just one day. It's the anniversary of your last period. So you haven't had a period for a year. And then you're postmenopausal the next day for the rest of your life. And there's so much research to show that you can help yourself not just be symptom-free naturally, but also you can prevent things like osteoporosis, heart disease, dementia, all those things that you're much more predisposed to after menopause when you've got no estrogen.
I'm going to ask you lots of details about that in a moment. Yeah. But suffice to say, look, this is a big issue. You know, what was that amount of money you just said? How many billion?
$810 billion.
Okay.
And that's every year.
But, governments...
most companies haven't got a clue that's going on. It's going on under the radar.
Yeah. So this is not a minor irritation for some women. This is being a big business, if you like. You know, this is a serious issue that needs to be really looked after. And with that in mind, this is an impossible question, but I'll ask it anyway. Are some countries better at dealing with it? Are there some sort of cultural differences around the world where, you know, some countries or some cultures just kind of take it on board? Or do you know anything about that?
I think how I'd answer that is that in Asian communities where they had a traditional Asian diet, they didn't used to have a term for hot flush until they followed a group of Asian women who went to America and started eating a Western diet, and then they got the symptoms. So I think that some diets are better than others. So Mediterranean diet is a healthy diet, for example. But the broad thing is that we are all lacking education. It's potluck. Mm-hmm. We're born as baby girls with millions of eggs, but no roadmap. And so no one, you know, maybe our mum tells us about our period, but no one tells us about anything else. And when we get to this time in our lives, we've done massive surveys, and the surveys show that women mourn the loss of themselves. 96% of women in our last survey on 1,100 women said that they were unprepared for menopause, and two-thirds of them said they felt robbed of life as they knew it. And it doesn't have to be that way. Our relationship surveys showed that 70% of women feel switched off from the waist downwards, and all sorts of other personal things that they don't even tell their best friends about. And all of that can be reversed, so women can reclaim their well-being and feel better than they can remember. And that's the whole point. As women, we do everything for everybody else. We have children, we go to work, we look after the house and the partner and all of that stuff. We leave ourselves till last because there isn't much time left.
It's not the classic until we getting squeezed as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's not until we get into a position where we are literally up against the wall. And many women feel suicidal. They feel like a shadow of their former selves, curled up in a ball, can't leave the house, leaving the workplace because they can't work anymore, think they've got early dementia. I mean, this can be, whilst 20% of women have no symptoms at menopause, the other 80% have got symptoms to a varying degree. And at the other end of the spectrum, some women suffer so badly that they really can't function anymore. And yet...
Maybe now will be a good time to talk about some of the symptoms, and possibly, you know, so everyone knows about hot flushes or flashes if you're in the UK or the States. But what about some of the lesser known symptoms? You mentioned a couple there, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So Julie, my assistant, when she came to work for me, didn't know she was perimenopausal. She hadn't slept for more than 2 hours at a stretch in the night for 2 years. And I commonly see women who are going through something similar. Things like anxiety and panic attacks. I've had so many women who've been taken by ambulance to the emergency room thinking they were having a heart attack, but actually it was panic attacks and palpitations to do with their hormones. As I said, dementia. I've had so many patients who've been investigated for early dementia. And again, it's just turned out we can turn the symptoms around. Even in the space of 4 to 6 weeks, we can turn a lot of those symptoms off completely by having what I call a midlife refuel. Because the research shows that very often women, in fact, billions of women have got low levels of nutrients, which affects their brain chemistry and their hormone function. And women obviously don't have any estrogen at all after menopause because their ovaries pack up. And sure. So we need to fool the brain that you can, that there is normal circulating estrogen using Mother Nature's estrogen, because under the microscope, it looks so similar to estrogen. You can actually fool the brain to think everything's normal again.
So is the basic problem that we're kind of living longer than we were designed to?
Or, well, I think that's part of the problem. But the fact is, well, not that we're, I mean, it's great that we're living longer and we can do so much with our wisdom.
I wasn't knocking a long life.
No, but the thing is, if you get to your 40s and 50s and you feel seriously terrible and you can't function and you can't work and you can't have a physical relationship anymore, a lot of women feel like, what's the point to carrying on? Whereas on our program, which started out as a 5-month program, but after I made 4 films and a million women saw them on Facebook within 12 weeks, we created this 6-week course, taking all the research and putting it in bite-sized modules. We find even in 6 weeks, which was a great big surprise to me, we can turn women's lives around. They see this great light at the end of the tunnel and they know that they're going to get back to feeling better than they can remember. Some of them do, even in the space of a few weeks. It's absolutely an amazing transformation. And so I feel passionately that every single woman needs to have information about how to have a midlife refuel so that she can reclaim her well-being, use her wisdom and get on with her life.
All right, well, let's talk about what can be done then. Okay, if someone comes to you kind of day one, head in hands, saying that they feel awful, they feel like killing their husband, leaving work, or all this stuff. What do you do? Day one, sit them down. What do you say? What do you do?
They fill in a detailed questionnaire and diet diary, and we tailor make a program for them. So either they go on the 6-week course or they have a one-to-one consultation, and we look after them every single step of the way. So we give them a set of personalized recommendations and then monitor them through so that they're following it. We tweak it as we go along and just make sure we get their symptoms under control.
I made up the killing the husband, but has anyone ever said that to you?
Yes, frequently.
Oh,
yes.
God.
In fact, I went to a networking dinner a few years ago and I gave a mini talk on the spur of the moment because the organizer asked me to. And this woman came up to me and grabbed me by the arm afterwards and said, "You've got to help me. I really think I'm going to kill my husband." And I looked at her and I thought she was, half joking. And she said, she tugged on my arm. And she said, I am not joking. I am absolutely serious." And people just feel aggressive sometimes. They just feel out of their comfort zone. They're much more sensitive. They can't deal with things. And communication goes out the window because it's rather than being in the same boat and being loving and having this lovely, rich relationship, they alienate themselves because they're scared. They're scared stiff. They think it's the end of life in the bedroom. They're afraid that their partner may go and find someone else. They feel like an alien has possessed their body and they don't recognize themselves. And so it's a very frightening situation for a lot of women.
If it's any consolation, my wife has just gone through this. It actually can be pretty frightening for the bloke as well.
Yes, we did a survey on men, actually. Less men filled our survey, and I have to say only about half the men as to the women. So they're a bit shy to come forward, but understandably so. But the men said they feel frustrated and rejected and also scared. They don't recognize the person that they're living with. And obviously, because no one knows that they can turn the whole situation round and get back to having the person they married, it is scary. And a lot of men, we started this group on Facebook when we did our men's survey called Menopause. It doesn't have that many men in it now because we've kind of neglected it a bit. But I do get men in there from time to time saying they have completely lost the plot and they feel like there's nothing else they can do. They just don't know what to do to make things better, and so they're on the point of leaving their partner, and that's the saddest thing. The people buy into this fact that it's all over.
Yeah, well, that certainly wasn't our the case with us. We came through the other side and everything's absolutely fine. But before we go on to sort of detailed advice for women, Presumably you've got advice for men as well.
Yeah, we did. When we did the men's survey, we did a few things. We did a download for men. We did, and I made a couple of films about how to nurture your partner and how to support your partner going through menopause, because there's a big payback. And it's really important to go through the journey together, because then you come out feeling stronger as a couple, as you discovered, you know, when you're supportive, then you get that lovely payback at the end. And so, yeah, we do provide information for men as well. And in the workplace, we're providing information for line managers, because very often younger men are managing women going through menopause. And that's a really tricky situation, because no one knows how to have the conversation.
Now, I can imagine that being extremely difficult. So, I mean, do you go in and help in workplaces, in companies?
Yeah, we do. We go in and we do surveys of symptom scores so we can assess the suffering and lost productivity, report that back to management. And then we go in and we help the women, some of the women with prevention. Some of the women we do hands-on, as I said before, with the six-week course. And ongoing help, and we have information and webinars for management, line managers, and so it's empowering for everybody, because they, rather than, there's been a lot of hoo-ha about menopause in the media in the UK, and a big demand for more flexible working hours, and I just feel that unless we're addressing the actual solution, if we focus on the problem, it becomes, there's even more stigma associated with menopause, because women are competing all their working life with men and they're doing it pretty successfully. But if they fall over, they get bowled over by their hormones in their 40s and early 50s, then there's every chance that men are going to come back and say, well, they're not equal after all. And we don't want that. You know, this is the age of equality. So we want to help women to have this midlife refuel so that they can become turbocharged and they can be the best version of themselves. Maybe they've gone downhill over the years when they've been having their babies and living life in the fast lane. But now is the time to take a few months to get yourself back into really good shape again. And that, as I said, is going to stand you in good stead, because not only will you overcome the symptoms, all of them, but you can also prevent osteoporosis, heart disease, dementia, diabetes, and all of that stuff in the long term, which makes longevity a much better experience.
Sure. So you've mentioned a couple of times this idea of a midlife refuel, and in fact, a kind of a course you have that's 6 weeks. And so you said at the start of it, it's information gathering, this questionnaire. What then? What kind of actual help? What help do you give? I mean, is it all about what you eat and that kind of stuff, or give us some details?
Yeah, so it's there's lots to it. Everything we do is based on published medical research, but essentially it's a 5-part program. So the first part is teaching women how to get their nutrients back into an optimum range, because we know, as I said, that billions of women have got low levels of nutrients. And we did 5 studies in the early days and found that women are very commonly short of things like magnesium, B vitamins, iron, zinc, essential fatty acids, vitamin D, and so on. Lots of deficiencies which really affect your brain chemistry and your hormones and leave you functioning, really firing on 2 cylinders instead of 4. So you're in what I call economy mode. So that's the very first thing we need to fix. Second thing is...
So how do you fix that? Because you don't suggest people eat a load of supplements, do you? Make sure you
The first part is the diet. Yeah. So we've got lists of foods that are rich in important nutrients. We detect which nutrients they're likely to be short of, because Mother Nature gives us physical signs of vitamin and mineral deficiency. So signs on if your hair is split and brittle or falling out, if your nails are ridgy and breaking and split, if you've got things like dry skin, red patches at the side of your nose, splits at the side of your lips, ulcers on your tongue, all that kind of stuff means something in nutrition speak. So we translate that and work out which is the best diet. And then we teach them how to consume a healthy diet. And we've got menus and recipes and fast options if they hate cooking, and shopping lists and everything to make it really easy.
Do you have nutritionists on board?
Yes. Yes, we do. So the second part of it is to consume naturally occurring estrogen. So these look-alike substances which fool the brain into thinking you've got normal circulating estrogen, because it switches on the factory lights that were keeping you young and in every sense, your skin, your hair, your nails, your vagina, your mind, your energy levels, your joints and everything. So we get the factory lights back on, and that helps to take the symptoms away. So we're consuming those little and often because the receptor sites don't stay full for very long. So that's part two. Part three is...
Can I ask a question about part two?
Yep, go ahead.
What kind of foods tend to have estrogen or these estrogen type things in naturally?
Yep, that's a great question. We've got all that in the course materials in my new book, Manage Your Menopause Naturally, on page 60. There's a whole list of them with all the serving sizes. So the main ones, and we're trying to get 100 milligrams of isoflavones a day, these phytoestrogens, but little and often. So the richest sources are soy, any form of soy, whether it's soy milk, yogurt, edamame beans, whatever it is, flax seeds, organic flax seeds. Amazing. They're also amazing for your gut and your skin, so we incorporate those as well. But there are all sorts of other foods to a lesser extent that contain them. So
are there any that might taste a little better? I'm not salivating at soy and flax, I've got to say.
Well, most people like edamame beans. If they don't like anything else, they can put those on their salads or eat a handful as a snack. There's some fabulous recipes, whipped desserts and shakes and things in my book that taste great. And okay. Flax seeds, you'll be surprised, are actually quite yummy. And you can put those in yogurt, sprinkle them on salads and fruit. And they are, most people don't find those a hardship. It's just making changes and adapting the habits you've had forever.
So are some of these things tend to be in an Indian diet? Although, I mean, an Indian diet, India is a huge place. An Indian diet can mean almost anything. It's so vast. But
yeah, not necessarily. Asian diets seem to have more tofu and more soy in them. So in that sense. But in an Indian diet, you've got very hot, spicy foods. Well, those hot, spicy foods can bring on hot flushes. So not necessarily. I mean, we tailor this. It's kind of middle of the road. So we're trying to keep some of the habits you've had. And it's not a life sentence. It doesn't mean you're going to have to do all of the things that we're doing forever, but you need to do some things in the short term to get yourself feeling well again.
Yeah. No, it's just the reason I asked that is because you mentioned that in some Indian languages, there wasn't a phrase for hot flush at the start. So I was wondering,
That was in Japan.
That was in Japan, was it? Okay, sorry.
Yes.
Some Japanese foods are on your list of things to...
Yes, in a Western way. So we're not trying to make this tricky or difficult for people. We try and adapt it so it's really easy. Do you know, you can literally put some soy milk on your cereals, your berries in the morning with some flax seeds. You can put some edamame beans on your salad at lunchtime. You know, we're trying to make it easy.
Yeah. All right, so I'll keep interrupting. What are we up to? Number three.
Okay. Three is the supplements, as you mentioned before. So these are supplements that have been through properly conducted clinical trials around the world. There are not that many of them, but enough for the different symptom sets. A lot of supplements are, because it's not a regulated industry, don't even contain what they say on the label. So we're very picky about the supplements that we choose, knowing that they're safe and effective. So we find the right supplements for each individual person. Then the next part of it is doing some exercise. So again, it's not running a marathon or doing anything that takes you out of your comfort zone. If you're not very fit, and a lot of women become very sedentary when they don't feel well, so we just get them out of the chair. And even if they're just doing 5 minutes of exercise to their favorite music, dancing around, or whatever it is to start with, to start building up the fitness level, because it releases endorphins, those lovely feel-good hormones. It oxygenates our brain, which helps us to think more clearly. It speeds up our metabolism, which helps to melt the belly fat that we seem to gain at the time of the menopause. So lots of good reasons to exercise.
Okay. So these are things that make you feel just kind of better. They're not necessarily specifically related to menopause.
Well, there's plenty of evidence to show that they do relate to menopause as well. Okay. They do make you better, yes, but there's lots of research to show that if you're doing certain things at the time of the menopause, it's going to be a much easier journey. And then finally, the fifth thing, the fifth main thing is relaxation, formal relaxation, because that's been shown to reduce hot flushes and night sweats by 50 to 60%. So doing a 20 to 30 minute session a day, although many people say, oh, I haven't got time to do that, make time to do it because it takes you into a really deep relaxed state and brings you out again so that you help to rewire your brain. If you've got high cortisol stress hormone, it helps to reduce your flushes and it definitely gives you a whole lot more energy. So even if you can't meditate, so people, for example, with a busy mind don't know how to do it, there are apps that you can use now that take you into that lovely relaxed state and bring you out again.
I was going to ask you what you meant by formal relaxation, and you probably just answered it when what you just said then.
Yeah, it's not watching telly or even doing your knitting. You know, it's definitely putting on your hopefully your lovely silk eye mask and just laying down and letting yourself go into that lovely rested state. We use an app called Paziz, which is it was created by neuroscientists in the US, I think, and it literally takes you into a really deep relaxed state and then brings you out again, a bit like plugging your phone into the mains and taking it from red to green. And you can use these apps. They're free to start with, and then there's a small charge for a year after that. But my patients love that kind of thing. And it really, I have, as you can imagine, a very busy life. I'm in America at the moment. So I do UK, I get up early in the morning. I do lots of things to do with the UK. I'm still doing California and Australia later on in the day. And I really work doing all sorts of things that are demanding. But I make sure every day after my lunch or whenever I can get a space in the day, I take myself off for half an hour of sacred time to plug into this Paziz app and just chill out. And it's life-changing because you get up and you feel like you've got a whole new energy. It's like the start of a new day.
Yeah. Right. Let me ask you a specific question about that, actually, because this 20 minutes formal relaxation, reduction in hot flushes by like 50 to 60% sounds fantastic, almost sounds too good to be true. So what I was going to ask, you know, and you alluded to it earlier about journals and published information, is there peer-reviewed published information to back that up? Because that really does sound fantastic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And interestingly, the research was done years ago. You know, this isn't my first time at the rodeo. So this new book I've got on menopause is about my fourth. And I've been writing about menopause since the 90s. And this research, there's been more recent research, but yes. And in the book, I've got the back of the book, I've got all the medical, not all, but a lot of the medical references that support this. Everything I'm saying today is supported by research. And in the chapters, I've tried to put a little bit of a roundup about the research and talking about where the studies were done. Right. So yes, that's the frustrating thing, is that everything is based on published research, but the doctors are not educated. There was a survey done in the UK not that long ago on female doctors showing that over 90% of them were bothered by their own menopause. And I think it was one in four of them were thinking, let me see if I can remember. I think it was 41% of them were thinking of working less hours or leaving the workplace because of their menopause.
Right.
That made me cry because I just thought, well, they haven't read the literature. Do you know, they're not familiar with all this science that shows that you can help to get yourself into a really good place again in your 40s and 50s.
Mind you, all doctors I know in the UK at the moment have hardly got time to eat, let alone read the literature.
I know, but this study was done before. It's probably, I don't know if it was done, I would imagine it was published about a year ago. So it was probably the actual study was done before the pandemic. I agree with you. Doctors are very busy and it is hard for them to keep up with the literature, but they should, a gynecologist who is a specialist in the field of women's hormones should know everything that's published. Do you know, if you go to your lawyer or accountant and ask them for advice, you don't expect to only get half the advice and that they haven't read up all the cases on the other stuff. Do you know? So I just don't understand why this situation has been allowed to persist. And it has. It's gone on for so many years.
Well, good point. I can't argue with that. But so anyway, but your book is like a handbook. At the back, all the references, all the papers. So if people want to read your book and then take it further and look at all the published papers, they can.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And we also have, I have doctors on my program. So and on the back of my book, you'll see there's a story about Dr. Vivian McVeigh, who was, in fact, the CEO of Virgin Care, which has just been bought. But she was a GP for 20 years. She tried hormone replacement therapy 3 times. It didn't work for her. I met her at a networking dinner. In fact, we came out at the same time and we traveled on the train together in London. And I said, come on our program. And she did. And within the space of 3 weeks, her symptoms were under control and they've never come back again. That was a few years ago. And I speak to her from time to time. I check in. Obviously, she's had quite a lot of stress going through her transition with her work and everything, but she's doing brilliantly. You know, and we get other, there was another woman called Professor Jo Brewis, who was one of the authors of the government report on menopause in the workplace that was published in 2017. And I met her at a menopause conference and she thought she had early dementia. And she was thinking of leaving the workplace. She had, as well as her brain fog, she had fatigue and depression and acne on her face and all sorts of other things. And I said, come on our program. And she did. And within a couple of months, her symptoms had gone completely. She was back to feeling well, thinking clearly. In a film that we made with her, which is on my website, she describes herself as practically a new woman. And instead of leaving the workplace, she was made head of department at her university. So now she's doing wonderful research on women's health, which she would never have done before. The world would have been denied her wisdom and her talent. And so now she's back in the driving seat. And that's what this is all about. I feel angry and incensed that women are left to fend for themselves at this time, and that all hell breaks loose in the workplace, in the bedroom, you know, at home, and the women lose the plot, they lose their self-esteem. It's just not necessary. They just need to have knowledge and understanding and some support going through a few months. It's a transition. It's not a lifelong issue. And most women don't realize that.
Yeah. So look, as I said, my wife has gone through this recently. And so we went a different route. She used HRT, hormone replacement therapy. And I got to say, that really worked. That was like a switch, because she felt awful. And she used these patches and it really did work for her and continues to work.
So it will work for some women. So what you have to understand is that, first of all, if you take HRT, it's not going to correct nutritional deficiencies. So that's only half the story. Okay. In our survey on 1,100 women, we found that 41% of the women were prescribed HRT. 14% didn't take it because they were too scared of the side effects. And 62% of the women who did take it came off it because of adverse side effects. So it doesn't suit everybody. You know, if it suits you, that's fine. But people come on my program who are taking HRT and they get established on the non-drug alternative. Some of them choose to carry on with HRC. Some of them don't. They wean off their HRT and they just manage naturally. It's up to each individual woman. But the point is, they can't make an informed choice if they haven't got the knowledge. And so my bag is that instead of everyone being told you've got to take HRT because that's the only solution, they need to understand. And also in our surveys, 90% of the women say they want to know how to manage their menopause naturally. And so it's really important that they have all the knowledge at their fingertips so that they can choose how they want to go through this journey.
Yeah. Now, I can imagine that after this chat, we could even try doing both at the same time. You said, you know, that's quite common to do both at the same time. Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Now, if people are listening to this and thinking, goodness, I need this, or my wife needs this, some more information about this, the 6-week program or whatever it might be, how can they get hold of you or information from you?
Okay, so well, they can go first of all to my website. So that's marionstewart.com. So Marion with a Y, MarionStewart.com. Everything's on there. If you go to solutions drop down menu, you'll see the 6-week course or one-to-one. Go to the media page and you'll see lots of interviews talking much more about this on TV and so on, and articles. So there are all sorts of things there. I also have a free midlife refuel club, which we started at the beginning of this year. And in fact, we have a live session every Wednesday, but the actual, so, and I'm answering questions. So anybody's welcome to come to that. Just the women, by the way. So it's for women, not men. Although, and in the Midlife Refuel Club, we've got things like webinars and over 100 little mini films on different aspects of menopause and downloads, all sorts of things in there that they can use to assess their symptoms. And then obviously there's my book, Manage Your Menopause Naturally, which you can get from Amazon and dip your toe in the water. Some people, as I say, will want to prevent if they're starting in their 40s and early, and you know, as they go into their menopause in their early 50s, if they're not suffering too severely, they may be able to manage by themselves. If they are having a hard time, then by all means, just get in touch with my team through the website. And there's just an inquiries email. We deal with everything on the same day that we get it. And we really do set up conversations. If men are concerned about their wives, we talk to them. But obviously the woman has got to want to make some changes to, in order for us to throw a six to start. And that's sometimes the difficulty, because the man might want it, but the woman may be resistant. But usually if they have a conversation and they come together, then it's a breeze to get through this, because she feels loved and supported. And then at the end of the day, he gets back the person that he married.
Okay, right. Let me ask something, another question, which might be a bit unfair, might be slightly off topic. I discovered, right, that you can put BEM after your name, British Empire Medal.
Yes.
So is that for all your work with the menopause, or have you done loads of other wonderful things? What's that about?
No, that was, I got awarded the British Empire Medal by the Queen for running an Angelus Foundation campaign, which was a campaign on legal highs in memory of my youngest daughter, who was a 21-year-old medical student. And she was at an awards dinner and given something in her drink called GBL. And because she had a couple of drinks of alcohol during the dinner, the two things together shut down her respiratory system. So that was in 2009. Good. And I spent 6 years, I was angry. We got, because of my profile in the media in the UK, we got hidden in a hotel by the Daily Telegraph. And before I knew it, I was making an appointment to go and see the Home Secretary to demand why they hadn't done anything about it, because several other countries around the world had. And I then brought together over 20 world-class experts, and we ran a six-year campaign. We worked with David Cameron and his ministers. We wrote the new psychoactive substance bill. So in 2016, we changed the law. We shut down 500 head shops, including 115 websites, stopped Amazon from selling them worldwide. And we then, a year later, there was a report by the government saying that there was a 50% reduction in harm and use in 16 to 24-year-olds. So that was why I got the medal. It was called the Campaign of the Decade by one of David Cameron's special advisors. And it was a very hard 6 years for me. It got obviously very emotional, but I wanted to make sense of my daughter's death and save other families from having similar misery.
It sounds like you succeeded in the objectives you tried. You did it. Yeah. All right. Well, look, so, yeah. Well done for that. I mean, that's just, so something good came out of what was an awful story in an awful time. But that was slightly off topic. So sorry about that. Let's bring it back to what we were chatting about, and the menopause. And just perhaps for one last time, if you can just give your website address one more time for people.
Sure. It's marionstewart.com. So MarionStewart.com. And if you Google me, you'll find a million ways to reach me on social media. I'm there and very happy to help anybody who needs help.
Perfect. Marion, thank you very much indeed for chatting.
My pleasure.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Scalar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now, but did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Please do remember, if you have a topic that you would like to be covered on the Relax Back UK show, do let me know. I can do some research, find a guest, and do a show on the topic. Perhaps you're an expert in a particular topic and you would like to be on the show. Do let me know. The best way to do that, I think, is probably via email. My email is mike@relaxbackuk.com. Also, if you have a message you would like to get across to the nearly 40,000 listeners each week to the show who are all interested in health, please do let me know. Email again, mike@relaxbackuk.com. Also, do have a look at my website, relaxbackuk.com. There's info there on back app chairs. They really can help you if you are suffering from back pain or you're worried about your posture. Maybe you are setting up your home office, what with the COVID situation. Do have a look at the website. A lot of great information there about how to make your desk and chair a lot more comfortable and usable. Lastly, I'd like to thank my guest on this week's show. That was Marion Stewart, an expert on helping women with the menopause. And of course, thanks to you for listening.
That was the Relax Back UK show with me, Mike Dill. Thank you for listening, and please do join us again next time.